Property taxes. Ugh, I get it. I get it. Not exactly the sexiest of topics, but boy, oh boy, is it an important topic. Not to mention also kind of a confusing topic of conversation. That's why I have asked Samantha Chenery, our Allen County Chief Deputy Treasurer, to join us this morning to talk all things property taxes. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Kayla. How are you?
I'm well. I'm glad you're here because I've had a lot of people writing me saying their property taxes appear to be much higher this year. I myself have had similar thoughts. So, Sam, are we crazy or are our property taxes actually higher?
No, most people are probably going to see an increase in their property taxes. The biggest thing to remember with property taxes is that they're actually, when you receive your property tax bill this year, for instance, it's in arrears by a year. So when property taxes are assessed, they're being assessed based on the values that were calculated as of January 1, 2023. So it's kind of hard for us to remember when we're getting our tax bills in March and April of the following year that these values are based on, you know, a year, almost a year and a half ago. And then it's based on what the market's doing back then. So when the market is doing well, which, it, you know, it has been and it was back then, the value of your home is going to be assessed higher. Therefore, it's going to affect your property taxes.
Does inflation, things like that, also play into our property taxes?
Not in the sense of inflate, like it's not just a flat percentage that goes on to your property tax bill, but obviously when inflation is higher, it typically relates then to the housing market as well.
Yeah.
So when inflation is higher, it's usually an indicator that the housing market is doing well also. They tend to rise at the same time and fall at the same time.
Why is it so hard for people to wrap their minds around the property tax process? And when I say people, Sam, let me be very clear, I'm including myself in that. I mean, what's maybe an easy way to approach the process?
Well, for most people, the biggest thing about property taxes is twofold from what I understand. One is a lot of people, it's understanding, again, that, you know, how it's assessed and that it's assessed in arrears and really kind of understanding that. And the second is remembering when property taxes are due.
Yeah.
So property taxes are due twice a year. It's always May 10th and November 10th. Sometimes those dates might get skewed by a day or two, depending on holidays. Like this year, it's November 12th because of the Veterans Day holiday. And then a lot of people have trouble, especially in the fall, with the payment of it because we only send out property tax bills once a year. And when you get your property tax bill, the payment coupon for both the spring and the fall are together. And we do that to, for one, state statute only says we have to mail it out once. And also it's a huge savings to the county because mm-hmm. it's rather expensive to print property tax bills and to mail them. So that's another thing I always try to remind people, like you're only going to get the bill once. Come fall, a lot of people forget to pay their fall bill and then they're like, oh, well, you didn't send it to me. Well, you know, it's almost $70,000 just in postage to mail those out, not
Whoa.
To mention the printing of them. Yeah, it's very expensive.
So
to
we
mail
can all keep track of them for a couple of months.
I mean, it would be, yeah, but it's always available online as well. So if you don't have it, you can always go onto our website. It's available. In fact, they're already out there now, but you can get them anytime throughout the year online, and we can always send it to you as
well. So that was going to be my next question. So our spring property taxes are due May 10th.
Yes.
When will these bills actually start physically going out for folks who haven't hopped online to check theirs out?
Correct. They're at the printers right now. The printer will mail them out. They're going to be mailed out by April 5th. So people should start receiving them that weekend at the latest. I would say most people will have them by April 8th.
Talk to me about payment options. I know you're kind of a technology gal, and I'm
yes.
sure you'd love everyone to pay online.
Sure.
Which you can do that, but there are other options, right?
Yeah. So we have a myriad of options. We do have a completely new online payment platform that we've rolled out in the last year or so, which I'm very excited about because I love technology. We have a lot of different options on there. You can pay with an e-check. You can we have a monthly payment option for some people. Now, they can't sign up for that by the May 10th date, but moving forward, like if you have a larger tax bill, you do have the option to sign up for, essentially, it's called a recurring payment schedule. So you could take if your taxes are $1,000 and you could split that up over 6 months. It makes it a lot easier
yeah.
for people. You can sign up for auto pay, automatically comes out. You can call and make payment over the phone. It's an automated system. We can't take payment over the phone in our office for security reasons. We don't want to take your credit card information or your check information over the phone. You can mail in a check. You can stop by the office. You can drop off a payment in the drop box over by the courthouse where child support payments are collected. I think that's about it.
What is your website for people to pay online?
Sure. It's just allencounty.in.gov. And then you just click on the treasurer's office and you can go to the payment options from there.
Allencounty.in.gov. Really quick, what if people don't pay them by May 10th?
If you don't pay them by May 10th, you're going to get a 5% penalty for the first 30 days that it's late. And then if you're still late come June 10th, you're going to get another 5% penalty.
If people, Sam, still have questions, which I feel like we did rattle through quite a
few. Sure,
I
know.
If they still have questions, can they contact you, your office, go to that website?
Any of the above. Anyone in my office, my staff is amazingly knowledgeable. Anyone in my office can answer questions. They can contact me directly as well.
Allencounty.in.gov. Just for clarification, Sam, you do not get a discount on your property taxes.
I do not. Boy, I wish I did. I absolutely wish I did, but I do not. I understand everything that everyone's going through. I have the same issues, and I do not get a discount. I wish I did.
Yeah, you hate it just as much as the rest of us.
I sure do. Absolutely.
That's Samantha Chenery, Allen County Chief Deputy Treasurer. Thanks so much for making the time this morning.
I appreciate it, Kayla. Thank you.
Podcasts by Federated Media.